We've talked in the past about the viralizing video app TikTok and how it became a tastemaker and proving ground for pop hits by the likes of Drake and Lil Nas X. But outside pop, TikTok has some surprising effects too, and one of those has been to throw focus on the music of ambient producer The Caretaker. Culture File visited The Caretaker, aka Leland James Kirby, at his base in Krakow back in 2014 to talk about a musical project he was creating that explored memory loss and dementia, all inspired by Stanley Kubrick's film The Shining. That music was recently picked up by TikTok users who took the challenge to video themselves reacting to this dreamy, extended, ambient journey into mental decline. Not something The Caretaker could have predicted when he first told Culturefile about the origins of the project. So tell me a little bit about the Caretaker moniker, how you developed that in the first place, because it was a kind of a break from what you had been doing previously.
Yeah, previously I've been doing all this VVM stuff, which was completely insane, really, if you look back at it. And I was working with a friend of mine, and we just used to bounce ideas off each other a little bit. And The Caretaker was my own thing, and the idea came after watching The Shining film, Stanley Kubrick's Shining film, and the scene in the ballroom with... what's his name now? I can't even think. Jack Nicholson, yeah, with Jack Nicholson. And it was just the music in the background. I love this music, so I figured, well, it'd be quite nice to do a whole release just loosely based around this, you know, trying to source out what Kubrick used as well, which was quite difficult at the time because the music he used, he deleted. It's available again now since he's died, but around this time it was very difficult to find this music. And I got lucky because in Stockport, where I was, there was an old record shop called the 78 Shop, run by these two old guys who were probably in the late 60s, and they had full catalogues of all this stuff. So I just used to go in there and ask them. They gave me the source material. I just ran with this one idea, and then I guess it developed from there into kind of looking at the way we remember things. I took the audio from the end of The Shining in because I wanted to know what it was. There were no credits on the film, and the guys actually found me the a box set of all his material. The main stuff that Kubrick used was stuff by Al Boley. So this Al Boley, the singer, he's a quite tragic singer. He died in the war. I think a bomb landed on his doorstep. So it's quite haunting before, you know. I mean, the music itself is very haunting because they're singing about or through this period of loss between both world wars. So it's a lot of this is like, yeah, you'll be going and we probably won't see you come back. It's always this very strange atmosphere. So that added to it, I guess. They actually say he would have been bigger than, who was it? Maybe it was Bing Crosby, one of these. He would have actually been bigger if he'd have survived. I mean, honestly, those guys were incredible, absolutely incredible in this shop. They gave me the source material. I just ran with this one idea, and then I guess it developed from there into kind of looking at the way we remember things.
What they could remember, and I suppose the idea of memory became quite important in that project.
I mean, I think the whole thing is like Jack Nicholson's character in the thing, I guess, having this breakdown, and again, that's his memory playing tricks on him. And I don't know, I was just looking at things and thinking, right, you know, maybe it's a good area to kind of develop a bit more, looking into like brain disorders and why. It's quite interesting that when we get older, the last thing to go if we have Alzheimer's or something like this is the musical memory. That's it, you know, it's well known. This is why you get these crazy videos on YouTube of, I don't know, 70, 80-year-old people being played music from when they were kids. And these people will just be kind of almost in mute states, but they'll just smile as soon as they hear these sounds. It's quite incredible, really.
I
quite interesting when you start approaching things from, like, right, what can we make which kind of puts you in that kind of mental state when you listen to it, or you can kind of empathise with somebody who's suffering that, because it must be horrible, you know, to be in this kind of limbo state in I guess these endless loops, you know, which is why then I started looping things instead of playing things as whole. I had some people contacting me who said, you know, maybe the parents had suffered from it and they found it very interesting listening to it. And a few people actually told me that they understood it a little bit more after listening to that in a strange way, because that's something I didn't expect when I was doing it, because I have no first-hand experience with anyone close suffering from Alzheimer's.
Caretaker there in the album Everywhere at the End of Time in its final 6 hours of glory is available from bandcamp.com.